Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your body.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
This is a long list of every rapper who Drake has beefed with over the years. The lineup includes big names like Kendrick Lamar, Diddy, The Weeknd, Jay-Z, Meek Mill, and who could forget Pusha T. However, the one artist who gets under Drake's skin the most is a 43-year-old retired rapper turned podcaster by the name of Joe Budden. It got people scratching their heads like crazy, asking why, of all people, a guy who's been considered a one-hit wonder since 2003 is the one who bothers Drake so much, to the point that he's called him out in multiple lines of his songs, taken jabs at him during live performances, and even recently resorted to posting lengthy comments under Budden's videos. And today I wanted to present you guys with a full timeline of Drake and Joe Budden's beef. While most people think it all seems to start from Joe's harsh critiques, I realize that the true catalyst may have came from Drake sleeping with a girl Joe used to be in love with. But before we can get to where it all stems from, let's examine what's happening right now. Shortly after Drake's 8th studio album, For All the Dogs, dropped, Joe Budden spoke on his podcast about Drizzy delivering a project that, while he enjoyed, felt a little immature.
Yo, dog, I had to look up how old this nigga was when I finished listening to the album. You are 36. I'm want to hear adult Drake rapping for adult people. I miss the Drake that was rapping for the rappers. I miss the Drake that when he dropped, the rappers hit him. Overall, I do like the album. I do like the album, but I was let down.
For Drake, this kind of reality check couldn't have come at a worse time. Lately, Drake has been pretty sensitive when it comes to people criticizing him. Just in this past year alone, he's taken a few shots at tons of different people. For example, he's made fun of Charlamagne for always having something negative to say about him and his music. He's also rated the infamous Fantano's existence a light one, hitting back at the music critic for always giving him bad reviews. Drake has also had some choice words for Elliot Wilson of Rap Radar, after he questioned Drake's decision to give interviews to media outlets that aren't traditionally associated with hip-hop. So it's clear Drake isn't taking criticism lightly these days from anyone. And when his new album For All the Dogs dropped, it seems like everyone and their mamas had something bad to say about it. But with Joe Budden's review, it seemed a little more personal. With Drake devoting time to crafting a rage-filled essay on DJ Academics' Instagram comments about it, he started his message by saying that Joe Budden left his music career just to criticize other artists on his podcast. Of course, he also used the comment to explain how rich he was compared to Joe Budden. I own a 767. He owns a modest house in the 973 and flies first class on special occasions. This response led to a storm on social media. Now, some people thought that Drake absolutely snapped on his response. However, there was a lot more people claiming that Budden was onto something. Damn, I'm a Drake fan, and he's low-key right. I love Drake, but Joe
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
As a point, dude is salty, lol. Rather than taking back what he said, Drake doubled down. In another post, He thanked God that he didn't have to come to rushed conclusions on Best Buy podcast mics. That's cold. But unfortunately for Drake, his overtly touchy response was probably the worst thing he could have done. By flying off the handle like that, he made it extremely obvious that no matter how much he claims Budden's opinion is irrelevant, it clearly still bothers him. It's important to know that Joe was definitely not the only one giving a harsh critique of Drake's album. It was many people, from fans to critics. So what was it about the criticism from Joe Budden that has always weighed heavily on Drake's mind? Is it simply that his review was harsh? Or is there a deeper history behind their beef that many people aren't aware of? To really showcase why Drake hates Budden so much, and vice versa, let's go back to May of 2016, when things first soured between the two rappers, who actually used to have a very close relationship. It all started on February 18th, 2015, when Joe Budden started his podcast name, I'll name this podcast later, which was eventually changed to The Joe Budden Podcast. This officially marked his transition from a rapper, whose career spanned about 20 years, to a media personality. He was no longer in the studio making bars. This time, he was using his mic to critique the industry. This shift in his brand perfectly correlates with the time Drake released quite possibly his most underwhelming project at the time, titled Views. This album was met with harsh reviews all over the board. Given it dropped after 2015's If You're Reading This Is Too Late and 2013's Nothing Was The Same, both of which are deemed as some of Drake's best projects, the album was just really mid. Pitchfork and Metacritic gave it a 6, Fantano gave it a 4, and fans were overall pretty disappointed. It marked a significant change from the days that Drake was dropping classics and doing whatever he can to further the hip-hop genre. One user put it great when he wrote, "This album is the moment Drake realized he could put out half-assed work and still do numbers with it." Then, on May 4th, 2016, Joe Budden decided to give his take on episode 64 of his podcast.
Track number 2 might be the worst follow-up to track number 1 I've ever heard on any Drake project, and I love that song. That song is indicative of my point. Drake, who has been on my list of a nigga who has not had an undeniably whack verse in years, I didn't even give him one until My Way with Fetty. It's not by coincidence that there's a string of records now with horrible lyrics. I turned the 6 upside down. It's a 9 now. I think that what I heard was a man that was so far gone from himself.
Many people think Joe Budden used his hour-long review just to bash Drake, but that's really not the case. Joe made it clear throughout the whole episode that he was a huge fan of Drake, who just felt disappointed by the album.
I love Drake. I am one of the biggest Drake fans that there is. He knows this about me as well. The last track...
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
What I was getting from the words was different. I couldn't feel it. I think he's uninspired.
Joe Budden had a lot of harsh criticism for the 6 God, but it felt like he was doing it because he genuinely wanted Drake to be the best he could be. However, Joe might have shot himself in the foot before releasing the full podcast episode. Instead of waiting to let people hear the whole hour-long review, he teased some of the most controversial parts on his Instagram, including this part where he said,
"I think that kid on that album that I heard sounds real fucking uninspired. That's what I think. He's been at the top of this music game for years. What has he told you different from Take Care to this album?"
Something that I feel is important to mention is that at the time, Joe Budden's podcast was typically just audio. But for this episode, he decided to include some video footage of himself, which seemed like a strategic move, since videos often have a better chance of going viral compared to just audio. Also, this was at a time where the podcast was still very small, so a viral moment was needed to get people's attention. With many people agreeing about Views' poor reception, they went viral, and everyone caught wind of it, many of which were newcomers to the podcast and figuring out who Joe Budden was for the first time. Although he was well known as a prolific underground MC, this was the first viral moment that Budden had in his new role as a podcaster. Basically, this rant essentially made Joe's name in that space. 6 days after Budden's review went live, a snippet of a new track from Drake and French Montana leaked online that would set the stage for a lyrical warfare. In this brief clip, it seems like Drake is taking a swipe at Joe Budden, referencing his one-hit wonder, Pump It Up. For those who are unaware, Joe has been widely criticized throughout his long rap career for this song, since it's his one and only hit. Drake, a man of hundreds of hits, was definitely taking a jab at Budden due to the timing of the snippet's release. Now, we'll get more into what happened when the full song actually ended up dropping later in the video, but at first, Budden wasn't even fazed by the clip, and thought people were just jumping to conclusions by saying it was about him. However, Drake made it clear that he was aiming for Joey's head top when he released a track called 4PM in Calabasas shortly after, and this is where things got really crazy. 4PM in Calabasas took aim at multiple rappers, mostly Diddy, and in some parts of The Weeknd. Yet, in between all the disses, fans pointed out a couple of lines that people thought were about Joe Budden. Specifically, there's this line that goes, "All of a sudden, I got people showing how much they truly resent me. They hold a meaning to spell envy, they trying to tempt me." But the line that was really crazy was the part where he said, "It even hit my line like where you been at. It's always on some shit like when can I get a favor or where my bitch at. Like I'm about to tell you where she been at. You hit my line to ask where your bitch at." Now, on the surface, it's not that bad. But many fans believe that this may be connected to the fact that around this time in 2016, Drake was spotted with Joe Budden's ex, Tahiri Jose, on vacation. Joe Budden has had his fair share of relationships throughout the years.
Want to try a free sample?
Oh yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at signos.com. SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Signos.
But his connection with this girl Tahiri was a bit different. The two not only dated, but they both appeared on Love & Hip Hop together, and their relationship had so much depth that Joe infamously went as far as to propose to her on the show, only to get rejected.
Love is trust, and I don't trust you right now.
That's a no.
After Joe and Tahiri broke up, Drake was seen hanging out with her in the Dominican Republic years later, even swimming with dolphins together. And many people believe that wasn't the only thing Drake was swimming in that night, if you know what I mean. When Drake and Tahiri were spotted together, it sparked rumors that the two might be dating. However, in an interview with DJ Vlad, Tahiri has clarified that there was nothing serious going on between them.
What happened with that?
He went his way and I went mine.
But things like this only intensified the already simmering tension between Drake and Joe Budden, leaving people to speculate if it was low-key a jab at Joe. But rather than hit back, Joe tweeted that this was the most inspired he's heard Drake in a long time. It's almost as if he was saying, "If this in me makes you sound this good, then go for it." Later, Joe doubled down on his podcast, saying that he was absolutely sure this Drake song was about him.
"Now, I thought that all of that was about me before I even caught that 'they hold demeanor just spells envy' line."
Things got even stranger when fans uncovered this old clip from 2009 that's on Joe Budden's YouTube channel, where Drake makes an appearance. In it, Drake seems to be showing some interest in Tahiri.
Tahiri looks great tonight, congratulations.
Tahiri looks great, she's in there, she's celebrating the
king. So even back then, it looks like Drake was already trying to win Tahiri over. This really showcases how long the tension between Drake and Joe has actually been brewing. Now, Joe Budden made it clear that he's not bothered by Drake and Tahiri potentially dating.
"Are you sure this has nothing to do with Drake fucking Tahiri?"
"No, me and him have fucked a million of the same women."
However, what happened 2 weeks later on June 30th of 2016 shows that Joe definitely didn't take his comments too lightly. When he officially came out of retirement just to release a full-on 6-minute diss track on Drake titled "Making a Murderer Part 1. In the song, Joe blasts Drake with bar after bar for a few reasons. He says Drake's too sensitive about criticism,
"and I critique your album and all of a sudden we sensitive,"
calls him out for throwing too many subliminal disses,
"fuck all of these subs, who they intended at,"
and of course, claims he's been with a lot of women linked to Drake.
"He cooked better than me, but you love my leftovers."
On top of that, Joe also revives the rumor that Drake doesn't write his own stuff, which was particularly a hot topic surrounding Drake's name at the time, after he was exposed by Meek Mill in 2015. So yeah, Joe was not holding back, and is making it clear that this beef was much more than just love lives. A week later, Joe Budden hit Drizzy with a taste of his own medicine and releasing another dagger with a song called Wake, where Budden goes even more in on Drake. He slams him for being a clout chaser, implying that he's just trying to latch onto the success of other artists. He even accuses Drake for stealing styles from artists on his OVO label like Party Next Door, Maconan, as well as The Weeknd, only to leave them in the shadows later. These were pretty big critiques on Drake at the time.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
And no one was really saying out loud, all of which had some valid arguments behind them. 2 weeks pass, and Drake doesn't respond to Joe's diss track, so Joe takes to Twitter to call him out in a barrage of deleted tweets, where he was essentially questioning how people cheered when Drake dissed Meek Mill twice without a reply, yet when Joe did it, he didn't receive the same credit from the masses. 2 weeks after all this buzz, French Montana and Drake finally released the song No Shopping, the same track that French had teased earlier, where Drake famously started off the verse mocking Joe Budden for being a one-hit wonder, saying,
I'm not a one hit one that they know all my stuff. You let me turn into the nigga that you almost was.
Joe Budden wasn't impressed, however, and took to Twitter to meme it. Even if he wasn't impressed by the track, Joe knew that Drake basically validated Budden to a whole new audience. Because by dissing him, he proved that he either cared about Joe's opinion or knew there was something to it. In his last-ditch effort to make Drake reply with an actual diss song, not just subliminally, Joe would drop yet another diss track called Afraid, making it the third diss he dropped in the span of a month. Something no rapper has ever done before. The song just reiterated all the same points in his previous songs, but it's still a banger and got some bars that are worth hearing. The drama between Drake and Joe Budden became so intense that it took over the summer of 2016. Things got so wild that Drake fans actually showed up outside Joe Budden's house, leading to a bizarre high-speed chase. Joe didn't take this lightly. He confronted the fan, chased them down with rocks, and even threatened their lives.
Come on this block again, and I'm gonna hurt one of you niggas.
Okay, I'm sorry.
This is not the internet.
I'm sorry.
I will kill one of you.
I understand. I'm sorry. I apologize for everything.
Do you hear the words I'm saying? Yes,
and Joe Budden literally turned into a meme after this. In classically spiteful fashion, Drake followed one of the kids on Instagram, whose username was said in the clip. But what Drake did next is even pettier. During his summer 16 tour at the time, Drake used his sold-out arena show in Dallas as another excuse to take aim at Joe's much smaller stature in the mainstream.
I should have brought Joe Budden up here and let him do Pump It Up one time. Pump, pump, pump it up.
Saying that he'd let Joe come on stage is a pretty huge insult, particularly in a culture like hip-hop where you're supposed to respect your elders. Still, Joe took it in his stride and claimed that Drake just wanted attention. Then something weird happened. Drake changed tactics. Instead of being the aggressor, he tried to extend a hand to Joe in his DMs by inviting him to his Madison Square Garden performance. But in Joe's eyes, it was nothing but a trap.
And then it said Joey with a bunch of exclamation points. I didn't know how to take that. That sounds like someone who's a gentleman. That sounds like someone who isn't really bothered by any of this. But it also sounds like someone who's attempting to insult someone. It just depends on how you want to take it.
What were Drake's intentions here? Was he really hoping to put it all behind them? Or did he just want to get Joe in the building so that he could mock him for his own failings in a spectacular fashion? By 2017, Budden was talking about Drake on his shows like Everyday Struggle and the JP.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
BP, as if Drizzy was just another topic of discussion. Only once during an appearance on an edition of The Brilliant Idiots did Joe really discuss the fallout and revealed that when it came to No Shopping, he was way more in his feelings about it than he would like to admit.
So then they put that Pump It Up clip out. French Instagram, pump it up, pump it up. Whoa, homeboy, pump it up. You want to use your celebrity to do that to me? We smoked hookah together.
This was the first acknowledgement from either man that they did have any kind of history together, and at one point, they were cool. So, if the two previously had a good relationship, did Drake feel betrayed when Joe Budden put him on blast in public? Well, if we go back to the release of his song Diplomatic Immunity in 2018, you'll see that Drake definitely had some kind of chip on his shoulders, as he still couldn't let the beef go, even almost a year after the beef brewed. In this song, Drake has a few bars aimed at Budden once again, with the use of subliminals when he said,
I've seen Budden careers turn to sit around and talk about other careers, judging their peers.
Discussing the track on a podcast, Joe definitely showed signs of growth by remaining a pacifist.
Where's the diss?
I mean, what bar you I see what you're saying.
Where, tell me where the diss is. I'm saying I've seen Budden careers turn around and start judging other careers. I mean, that shouldn't be a surprise or a secret to anybody. He clearly said how he felt about my career on No Shopping when he said there was promise there and you fell flat on your fucking face.
Budden went on to say that Drake can't lyrically come at him now when he's already dropped several diss tracks blasting Drake over a year ago.
And I certainly don't think Drake is trying to dance with me 2 years after the fact. I'm no longer dancing, though.
Okay.
I'm retired from dancing.
Okay.
My feet are done.
Little did he know, Drake would occasionally try and drag him back on that dance floor with subtle jabs. For avid listeners of the Joe Budden podcast, they'll know that since the beef informally ended in July 2016, Joe has been charitable to Drake with his takes. Even when albums like Honestly Nevermind were getting trashed, Budden found that positive spin. Granted, he was also the man who gave Pusha T a platform to expose how he knew that Drake was hiding a child in the first place, which couldn't have helped their relationship. But it wasn't enough to merit a response from Drizzy. He had bigger fish to fry at the time. Still, Drake kept any feelings to himself about the whole situation until For All the Dogs dropped. So why was Joe being so cool towards Drake for the most part? Well, one likely theory is that it's because he wanted to land an interview with his former enemy. On Reddit and in YouTube comment sections, Drake's collaboration on Joe Budden's podcast has been speculated for years. Joe was trying to make things work with the podcast and was okay with putting his pride aside for it, but Drake couldn't help but try and get under his skin in the meantime. During Joel's pool party, Drake left a comment on his Instagram live saying, yo, play your diss songs for me right now. I want to see if they ring off. Pump It Up will send that Airbnb in a frenzy on God. Then in 2020, they made it seem like they had buried the hatchet for good when Drake popped up on Joe's live.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Stream. This whole interaction made people really excited, thinking maybe a full-on interview between the two was going to happen. Even when a clip surfaced of Drake trolling Joe Budden by playing Pump It Up at a party he was at.
Where else, Joey, would you have him going so crazy?
Joe didn't get offended, and instead just laughed it off. But when he spoke to the Brilliant Idiots back in 2017, he made it clear that things like this bothered him. So why was he cool with it in 2022? Was it genuine growth from Joe? Or another little shot that he had to withstand to keep things cool between them? One person that didn't see it that way was Joe Budden's co-host, Ice, who suspected that Drake was really shading Joe and the crew all these years later. I just don't believe in joking with folks that don't really fuck with me like that. I don't be doing that passive-aggressive shit, son be doing. Little did Ice know that all of his suspicions about Drake's true feelings were about to bubble to the surface. All it would take was Joe lighting the fuse once more. Back to the present day. After the initial back and forth, Drake didn't stop with that scathing IG comment. In Joe's reaction, it becomes clearer why Drake might still be holding on to this feud, while Joe seems to have moved on. Over the years, Joe has transitioned into being a hip-hop commentator and has put his rapper persona on the back burner. So when he talks about Drake on his podcast, it's just like how he discusses any other artist. But for Drake, comments from Joe still hit differently because they're coming from someone who was once in the same shoes as him. Someone who was also a rapper.
The reason why he does these it's a passive-aggressive shots at you because I haven't let it go. And I'm going to keep poking at you. Again, you are somebody that I admire. Naturally, I'm going to want your approval, validation, whatever. And you shitted on me publicly. I never forget that. And he keep reminding you that I never forgot that.
Above all else, this argument from Ice is pivotal to explaining why Drake just can't let go. Drake actually did look up to Joe Budden and even said so in that clip from 2009 when they first met.
I'm genuinely saying it's an honor to be around Joe Budden. It's the first time we've met.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Formally. And he's a great guy, man.
When it comes to Drake holding on to this beef with Joe Budden, nothing explains it better than this. Drake wanted approval from someone he looked up to, but instead he got criticism. Not just once, but multiple times. So now, years later, it's still a sore point for Drake that Joe isn't on his side. Especially when the rest of the world is also questioning his work. Getting criticized by others may be tough, but it hits different when it's from someone who's excelled in the same field as you. That's why Drake takes Joe Budden's words to heart. King Crooked, who was part of Slaughterhouse with Joe, thinks the same thing. According to him, Drake is holding onto his beat because Joe, someone he respects, isn't giving him the credit he feels like he deserves.
Skills matter, respect from your peers matter. Because if they didn't, Drake wouldn't even have answered Joe Budden. If those things did not matter, he wouldn't have, because he has everything else. He's one of the biggest artists in the world. You know what I mean? So him just responding to Joe gives Joe the power that Joe probably wanted.
So yeah, Drake can downplay it all he wants, but Joe Budden's opinion carries weight for him. Joe's a skilled...
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Rapper. And even if he didn't make as much money as Drake, his views on hip-hop matter. Instead of taking a look at his own music and thinking about what might be missing, Drake's blaming people like Joe for his problems. And about Drake saying that Joe is pushing a narrative against him, well, based on how Drake fans are reacting, it seems like he might be doing a good job on turning them off all by himself. It's like Drake's trying to point the finger at Joe, but maybe he should be looking in the mirror. And even his biggest fans agree. As a Drake fan myself, I agree that Joe didn't say anything out of pocket. And this long-ass response didn't do anything but show how insecure he is about this album, because deep down he knows it didn't give what it was supposed to give. Drake isn't rapping to rap fans anymore. He's rapping to fans of streamers who listen to his music. For sure, money could buy a lot of things, but it can't buy the respect of your peers. And that's where Drake finds himself right now. He's got an album that's selling like crazy, one of the best-selling albums of 2023. But still, there's this itch that he can't scratch. This need to be an incredible rapper. An MC, a true artist. It's not just about the charts or the sales. It's about having the respect of people who know this craft inside and out. And that's where Joe Budden comes in. Joe's been in the game for a long time, and people respect him as a true MC. So when he's critical of Drake, it stings. It stings so much that Drake can't seem to let it go. And that tension is building up. You can see it in the way he responds, how he says that Joe is pushing a narrative against him. But when you look at how fans are reacting, it seems like maybe Drake is pushing that narrative all on his own. So what we have here is a tale of two rappers. One who has reached insane levels of success, and another who's respected for his skills and insight. And yet, the guy with the big sales and fame can't shake off what the seasoned veteran has to say. It's not just about money or popularity. It's about respect and artistry. And that's something you can't put a price tag on.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.